Welcome to a brand new year right here on Tangent Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby. Hopefully your new year was good. Today what we're going to be doing is we're going to be diving into something that I really never thought about, but the future might be coming down to us a little bit quicker, especially with all these cloud gaming features that, for example, Xbox has. The question that I want you to figure out is digital or physical? By the end of this episode, hopefully I can get you switched over to the one that I kind of pick now after a little bit of thinking. There are so many things that you can pick between like your digital copy or your physical copy. And, you know, I take a look at the both and, you know, there's pros and cons. Pros for digital, it'll never get scratched. Pro for physical, you can sell it. So, you know, there's those two pros, which are massively. And if you have kids, you want the digital. If you want to be able to sell it, you want the physical. Then on the negative, the digital can get wiped out from existence, but physical, it can get scratched. So it's kind of tottering back and forth. The more I think about it, because I was once a digital fan, just for the simple fact I'm a minimalist, which means I hate having things everywhere. Just keep it minimal. Put the games away if you have games, or with everything being digital, movie, music, video games, you can sort on your hard drive. However, there are things that can affect your hard drive, like the hard drive crashing, a little bit of static, or get this, the company of the video game can actually remove it from the store. Nintendo is doing it with 3DS. Xbox is doing it with 360. I have bought a few of the digital copies for my Xbox, and now they're going to be gone forever, or until I can upgrade my system to an Xbox One, Series S, or Series X. And pray that it's going to be on the cloud option. So there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be pissed when their games have disappeared. And I can guarantee you, there are people who have spent literally over $5,000 on digital games for the 360, because they can have it at their income. They can have it where they can type in Need for Speed Most Wanted. Bam. Oh, I want to play this now. Download it. Oh, I don't want to play it anymore. Delete it. Let's go Midnight Club. Download. That's probably going to be one of the biggest downfalls for the digital, is at any time, these huge companies, Microsoft, Nintendo, and even Sony, can delete them. When Xbox kind of released their information about the next generation on their systems, which I did a previous episode, they really talked about cloud gaming, which means that they have control of the video games. You probably will no longer buy it. They're probably going to go straight to Fortnite series, where it's going to be free, but you play seasons. There's going to be so much for the future when it comes to video games. I'm not even sure where to start or where to go. Just for the simple fact, it's going to change that much. People are going to kind of be brainwashed to think this is great, this is awesome, da 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 da. Sometimes just being able to have a physical copy is probably one of the most achievable things. Because when you work for your money and you purchase something, you want to be able to have it in your head. Movies, video games, etc. Like when you buy a brand new PlayStation 5 or Series X, you can sit there, look at it, and be like, I bought that. Where if you have over 500 games, you're not going to be able to sit there, take a look at your wall of 500 games and go, I bought that. It's all going to be hidden. You're going to have access only when it's the internet. When it comes to that part, physical is going to be key. And also, think about it this way. With the digital aspect of video games, you do not purchase the copy of the game. You purchase the license for you to play it. So instead of actually having a physical copy worth $70, all you're doing is basically buying the license or the rights to play it, and at any time, they can remove it. There needs to be something in the fine written saying if a certain game that you own or you got the license to gets removed from the library, then yes, you get a refund or you get a certain percent back. That right there would probably make more sense than just removing it, then you waiting for cloud gaming to bring it back on. Then on top of that, you're paying monthly for cloud gaming for this game that you bought 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It does not make sense. With the physical games, you don't need internet, and that's the biggest thing. I'm a person who doesn't like going online playing against other people unless it's one of my friends. I just find when it's with friends, you have a little bit better knowledge of them. You play, you smack. It's a lot better sensation, a lot better feel overall than popping online and playing against somebody that you don't know. So at least with your friends, they're going to try and play against you properly. Where the people online, they'll do anything and everything just to do the same move over and over and over again. And there's times where it's like, oh, you're one of those guys, and I'll just quit. Like, I've seen my oldest boy play NHL whatever, and it was kind of like a one-on-one offer. On one, and that one guy will do the exact same move over and over again to win. And I'm looking at my son, and it's like, do you even enjoy that? He goes, no. It's like, why don't you just leave? Oh, I just like playing. You're playing against a guy who cheats to win. It's like, wouldn't you rather play against somebody like me? He goes, yeah, but this is a lot more fun. All right, whatever, do your own thing. So, it just baffles me how things sometimes goes. And just give me an old school PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo system. And I think, to me personally, that would have a hell of a lot better feel doing that than knowing that my game could be deleted any day. Like, for example, I have Saints Row 3 on my 360 hard drive. I have Sleeping Dogs on my hard drive. And once those games short out my 360 hard drive, free formats or something like that, those games are gone forever. And I really do regret not going out and purchasing them with the physical copy. Even though, you know, kids like to destroy discs and make them into coasters. But that's besides the point. All right, you guys. Hopefully, you're on my side. And goal, physical copies, is in the end, that's probably one of the biggest things that you need to do. And it just works out better for you and somebody else. With the price of video games as well, some of them are absolutely incredibly expensive. Like Earthbound, you can pick up for $450. There's other games out there that's gone over $2,000 just for the cartridge itself, just due to the rareness of it. I don't think I'd ever do that. The biggest thing is going back and taking a look at a game that I used to own, seeing the price of like $50, $60, $120, and you're like, wow, I could have been rich. But of course, people stole everything that I had before and everything went Anyway, if you have any questions, comments, feel free to email me at tangentsgaming189@gmail.com. tangentsgaming189 across all social media platforms. Thank you for tuning in to the show, and I will catch you next time. Peace.